limiting beliefs that are stealing your wealth.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Thank you so much for following this podcast on YouTube. Be sure and subscribe. Click the bell icon as well as on iTunes and Stitcher. You know, limiting beliefs, they just grab you and they ride you like you are a horse. And I mean, they just dominate your ability to move forward and attract the kind of money and wealth that you deserve. Now, here at Law of Attraction Solutions, we believe that everyone deserves the money they desire, the love they crave, and the health that they depend on. That's you. You deserve it. Say it right now. I deserve it. I deserve the money that I desire. You know, don't look to other people to help you make money. Look within yourself and your beliefs. What are your limiting beliefs? Let's talk about a few. Well, I don't want to make more money. Is that a limiting belief? I think so. You know, we hear people say that all the time, and often it's kind of a way of saying, I can't make more money. Not that I don't want to make more money. What they're really saying is, I can't make more money. But they don't want to say it that way. It makes them look like a failure. I don't blame them. You know, I understand that. Nobody wants to look like a failure. Nobody wants to say that they can't do something. So what do we say? I don't want to make more money. I don't need any more money. I'm perfectly happy the way things are right now. But the truth of the matter is, you'd like a new car. You'd like a bigger or better home. You'd like a vacation. You see what I'm saying? Money isn't necessarily the answer to happiness, but it certainly goes a long ways, doesn't it? Okay, how about this one? I don't deserve to make more money. I don't deserve it. Now, very few people will admit that they don't deserve it. But a number of people have been programmed by their parents and by their family that they're just ordinary. You're just ordinary. You're nothing special about you. You better get a job anywhere you can find it. Because if you don't get a job anywhere you can find it, you're going to really be out on the streets. You got to be lucky and grateful that you have your minimum wage job, because that's all you can do. And so I have a client right now who is easily $1 million a year man, and he's working for 10 bucks an hour, and he's justifying it. He's working for $10 an hour, but his talents and his abilities are that of $1 million a year. Why? I think there's a part of him that deep down doesn't believe he deserves the wealth that he desires. You know, the third limiting belief is you don't believe it's possible. I mean, you've heard all the pitches before. You've attended all the multi-level marketing programs. You've invested in this CD. You've invested in that audio program. You've went to this conference, you've tried it all, and you don't believe it's possible given your life situation. You know, you have ideas, but you feel that you need money to make those ideas work. And so you've kind of settled in and said, it's okay, I'll stay right where I'm at.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
How about this limiting belief? This is number four on my list. You think rich is evil and poverty is spiritual. I don't know that that's the case. I really don't. Because I think a lot of good things happen in this world because people with money make it happen. I'm talking about good things. I'm talking about people like Bill Gates, who donated more money to fight AIDS in third world countries than all the other countries combined except the United States. And that's goes on and on and on. I think people that make a lot of money, some of them are stingy, yes, but the majority are very generous. They're very grateful. They're filled with gratitude. And they understand that giving back is part of the responsibility of being rich. Rich is not evil. Poverty is not noble. I can show you a lot of people that are poor that would, if you left your door unlocked, they'd be inside your house in a moment. Okay? So don't do that to yourself. It's okay to be poor if that's your desire. And if you are fasting, living a life of humility, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But don't knock being rich either. That's just another, it's another path. That's all. It's another path. You believe, perhaps, that money will make you do bad things, make you do evil things. That once you have money, you're gonna be out doing all kinds of craziness. Well, the truth of the matter is that you would do the craziness now if that's your nature, if you're inclined to do that. You know, either way. I mean, it's about your nature. It's about what you believe is good and wholesome and right and wrong. And money has nothing to do with it. It may give you a vehicle. It may make it a little bit more easier to do good things or bad things. But it's just the vehicle. It's you. Focus on yourself. Focus on your vibrations, on your own vibration. You know, you believe that you might lose some family and friends once you become wealthy. And I have to say, there is some truth to that because the people around you may have a great amount of envy, a great amount of jealousy. They may be focusing negative energy on you, but listen, you don't have to accept it. You can love them anyway, and you'll have the opportunity to make new friends, to open new doorways in your life for yourself, your family, your children, everybody.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
You blame your parents for not having enough money and not teaching you about money, not teaching you how to become wealthy. Well, okay, maybe they did the best that they could do with where they were at. Do you see what I'm saying? People ultimately, most parents teach what they know. And if what they know isn't what you want to learn, then you have the rest of your life to learn it. Don't blame your parents. They did what they could do with what they had. You believe, perhaps, negative belief, by the way, that riches are bestowed on just a lucky few people, that somehow it's karma. Somehow it's some kind of predestined thing. The tarot cards told me that I'm going to be poor. The tarot cards told the guy down the block he's going to be rich. The tea leaves said this. You know, get that mindset out of your head. I'm not against the study of the tarot, by the way. But my point is that you have free will. You have free destiny. You have nothing holding you back except your beliefs and lack of action. You know, I had a lady a couple of weeks ago. Oh, I've got a business and I got to get my business going. I want you to help me, Robert. I'm so excited. I'm rocking and rolling. I'm going to do this. I want to sign up on a master mentoring program. And then she gave me a credit card number that was absolutely no good. Part of her wanted, you know, the wealth and the empowerment that comes with miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. But the other part of her just couldn't let loose of her old habits and her old beliefs and her fears and her doubts. You believe that if you have more money, you will be unhappy because money is not supposed to buy you happiness. Now, I agree that money is not supposed to, and it doesn't buy happiness. Look at the things that really make you happy in life are the things you get for free. Love, friendship, family, your brain. You know, all of those kinds of things come free. Money is not a part of that equation. It doesn't make you happy. It doesn't make you unhappy. So it's not even a part of the equation. It's really important to understand that. You have challenges and problems now. You will have challenges and problems when you have a lot of money. They're just going to be different challenges and different problems, okay? But, hey, think about it. Wouldn't you rather have the challenges and problems of having $1 million and deciding where to invest it than having $10 and deciding where to eat? You see, they're different challenges. They're different problems. But I think I would rather have the challenges of having $1 million or $2 million. What say you? What do you think? Okay. I'd like to hear your reply to that. Send me a note on that and or write it down below. You believe that the only way to become wealthy is if you marry into wealth. And this is an old belief that may have had some truth, you know, 500 years ago, 300 years ago. But I don't think it has truth today. And it was mostly geared toward women. You find somebody that has a lot of money. He's older. He's established. And you have a couple children for him. And this is how you're taken care of. And he'll die. And then you've got the rest of your life. That isn't how the world works today, at least not in the United States and Canada and places like that. People are free to make their own decisions, to set their own goals, to move in their own direction. You don't have to marry someone wealthy to be wealthy. There are numerous people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people alive right now who started dirt poor, dirt broke, and are very, very happy and wealthy today. You think you're too old to become wealthy. And yet Colonel Sanders was 65 years old and dirt poor, but by 66, he was a millionaire. You think you're too dumb to become wealthy. Well, I have to tell you, some of the dumbest people I know are very, very rich. They're just smart in one thing. They're smart in real estate investment, or they're smart in stocks, or they're smart in marketing or something like that. But they're not really smart in a lot of other areas. So you don't have to be smart. You have to have specialized knowledge. That's so important. None of these limiting beliefs will help you. They won't help you in the slightest. You're not too old. You're not too fat. You're not too bald. You're not too young. Look, there's a guy on YouTube, a kid. I think he's under 10, and he's making... Well, I don't know how much it is. It's $1 million a month. There's some crazy amount like that. Reviewing toys. He came up with an idea and his parents supported him. They built a little studio and he started reviewing toys. And now the toy manufacturers are sending him. Now, this kid has all the toys he needs. Let's just put it that way. and he plays with them and he reviews them. You're not too young. You're not too old. You're not undereducated. Some of the richest people in the world dropped out of college. Okay, look it. You can have, you will have, I believe that about you, the money that you desire. I want you to believe fully in that. I want you to invest in that. And so today, go through these limiting beliefs again and really ask yourself honestly, do I have these beliefs? And if you do, you need to create the opposite or a positive belief that counters the limiting belief. And by doing so, you'll be on your way. You'll be taking the first step to moving toward your dreams and goals and acquiring the money that you absolutely deserve. I hope you have a wonderful day and that you pay it forward. Do something good for someone. Be sure and subscribe on YouTube. And thank you so much for listening. Have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.